You're tuned into the Awakening Zone Radio Network, your news and information source for empowered spiritual awakening.
Everyone, and welcome to our very first show for New Energy Birthing. We cannot thank you enough for joining us. Your being here is such a gift on our very first show. Thank you so much to everyone for joining us today. And just let me say, if you have found us on Blog Talk Radio, come over to awakeningzone.com, where you can listen as well as ask questions, and you can chat with other listeners if you choose in the chat room. And you'll also find a lot of other amazing and interesting and enlightening shows designed especially for awakening humans right here on awakeningzone.com. Well, that having been said, again, thank you so much for joining us today. This is very much a co-creation. My name is Kathleen Reading Hawes, and I'm here with my amazing co-host today. I am so glad to be with you. I'm going to just ask her to say hello, and then I'll tell you a little bit about myself.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Reetta. Glad to be here with you all, and I'm really happy to see so many familiar names here and fellow doulas in the chat room.
Thank you so much. It was very clear to me that I wanted to host this show with Reetta. She has a passion for new energy birthing and a lot of experience, and it was just very clear that this would be a co-creation. I am actually broadcasting to you from Colorado in the U.S. I am traveling here to attend some events for the Crimson Circle, but I normally live in Salt Lake City, Utah, just over the mountains from where I am in Colorado. I live with my wonderful best friend and loving partner, Jay. I've raised four children and have two stepchildren, and we have eight grandchildren. So it's a houseful when we all get together. Just a little bit of background. After several different career paths, all of which were wonderful, and I enjoyed them very much, I found my way to the Crimson Circle, and for the last several years have been an advanced studies teacher and also a mentor teacher, which is a teacher trainer. And I have two facilitation practices that I do, one of which is about new energy birthing. And we're going to be talking about that facilitation that I do, that Reetta does, and many others across the world do. When people find out what I do, whether it be somebody next to me on the airplane or just in a casual conversation, always say, well, how did you get started in that? And the very, very short story is that several years ago, I was given something to read, which was a message from an amazing being named Tobias. And it was delivered in the form of a shout, which essentially said that it was time for teachers to begin their work. And that resonated so strongly to me that, well, in a very rare moment of wisdom, I allowed what I feel was really a soul-led journey to a school called Dreamwalker Birth. I sat there among people that I had never met and had really never heard someone channel in that manner. I was kind of like a deer in the headlights for a while until I allowed my mind to just quiet down and I began to feel into the energy. And then I cried and I wept very quietly for the next 30 minutes because I really had a beautiful moment of realizing I had brought myself to exactly the right place at the right time, not only to accelerate my own awakening, but also to begin a beautiful rebirthing in this lifetime. And from then, and from there, I just never looked back. So we will talk more about the work that I do, that Reta does, and many others. We create these shows going forward. So that's a little bit about me and how I came to do the work that we do. So I would love you to hear from my friend and colleague and wonderful co-host as she tells a little bit about herself. Reta?
Okay. Thank you, Kathleen. Yes, so I am Reta Lappalainen from Finland. I live in Turku, and I have 3 children myself, no grandchildren yet. And working with expecting parents and the incoming souls, it came to me quite synchronistically just a few years ago. The lovely Crimson Circle advanced studies teacher, Irene Berger from the Netherlands, she came to my city, Turku, to hold a Dreamwalker birth workshop. And she needed a place to hold the workshop, and I had just happened to have a place that was just perfect for the training, and she came to my place. And I just love Crimson Circle material, so it was clear that I was going to attend. I work as a reflexologist, so I do get a lot of clients that have fertility issues. I have told a few clients of mine that I'm going to this workshop about birthing in a new way. And so when I had the training, I already had some clients that were really anticipating for me to become a doula because they wanted to be clients. So it just flowed really easily and everything just clicked. So I've been a doula ever since the training, and I really love doing this work. And now I was in Kauai a few months ago. Kathleen made me a teacher, so I'm preparing to hold my own Dreamwalker birth workshops in Finland so we can have some more doulas here. So, Kathleen, go ahead.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yes, we spent a lovely week together, and more, mm-hmm. in Kauai. And Reta is the first Dreamwalker birth teacher in all of Scandinavia. So we're very thrilled to have her. She has a wonderful understanding and connection with new energy birthing, and we look forward to seeing a great expansion now in Scandinavia. Thank you. For those of you that are in the chat room, there is a call-in number that is located right above the chat room. And if you want to call in, if you have a question, please call that number and follow the instructions on the call, and it will alert us that you have a question. So please feel free to do that.
Yes, and if somebody has a question in Finnish, I can do the translating. So you are free to use Finnish too as a language.
Wonderful. And I know there's people from many languages that are listening, and if we get excited and we talk too quickly, please just send us a little note in the chat room to slow down, because we do want you to be able to understand clearly what we're saying. So a reminder to slow down is welcomed. So I would love to do a little bit of breathing, if Reza talk about that a little.
Yes, breathing is really, it is such an essential part of what we do as a doula. It is our primary tool for creating the connection between parents and the baby. And Kathleen really has a beautiful way of leading these wonderfully nurturing breathing sessions. I got to enjoy those in Kauai. And now you all get to enjoy her breathing as she's going to lead a short breathing for a few minutes for us.
Thank you. Let's do that. Just wherever you are, I invite you to just stop, take a nice deep breath just for yourself. And you always breathe first for you. So I invite you to take that nice, deep, slow, conscious breath just for you. Every breath is a gift that you give yourself. You say you are here in this moment. It is a breath of presence, where you connect with all that you are. So breathe. This is an invitation breath. You never force the breath, but you invite the breath to sink slowly, easily. You allow yourself to open up within you. And you invite the breath of all that you are, and we breathe from what we call the now moment, this moment of presence, breathing you and feeling you in this moment. I would also invite you through the breath to really breathe in the energies of new energy birthing, of dreamwalker birth. Allow these energies to really come into you as you breathe them in. So for this show and every show, we always create what we call the safe space. A beautiful co-creation with all of us. This is a space of compassion. This is a space of invitation. And we invite all those who care to join us, feel into, and we expand the energy and consciousness of Dreamwalker Birth and new energy birthing, inviting in even those that we may never see in this lifetime, inviting all in to join us. So take that nice, deep, conscious breath for you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here and adding your breath, adding your energies to our show as we begin. And, you know, someone just coming across this show, or you may be wondering, why even have this show? What is the reason that I would give up some of my time to listen, either live or later in the archives? Why are we having this show? There is a huge expansion on the planet right now. And even for those that consciously aren't aware of it, on some level, they can feel it. There are shifts in consciousness. We are stepping into a new era for humanity. And many, many souls are coming to the planet right now. And some of them for the very first time. And it is the ushering in of the new energy. Shifting from needing to function in duality, an old system, old energies, old belief systems, but rather getting into a point where we can make clear, conscious choices in the moment, and then you allow the energies to come in and serve you. And this is what we see, and this is what we are teaching our clients about, having energy come in and serve them as they make clear and conscious choices. Would you agree with that, Rita, that is part of what we are teaching our clients? Are you there?
Oh, okay. You couldn't hear me.
I could not hear you.
I do agree. Yes, I do agree. This is something that we do see with our clients. And there is a flow, how things just go smoothly when they do the connection and they have clear choices. So, yes, it's
Thank
wonderful
you.
To see how it affects parents and families.
Absolutely. And there is a lot of old energies and old way of doing things in the whole area of birthing. And so part of what we're doing is creating a lot of awareness. Now, birthing is something, it's really the most common thing that we have, I believe, in humanity. We've all been birthed. Our circumstances and all the details around it are quite different, but everyone on the planet has gone through a birthing. And then for some, they have chosen then to birth other beings. In other words, to be parents and to host children for a lifetime. Childbirth for many, I would say many if not most, is considered primarily a physical process. I mean, if you go into any bookstore and you go into the pregnancy and childbirth section, it's so much about what happens in the physical body, and primarily the physical body of the woman, the mother-to-be. And many books and many perspectives are from what happens physically. And the physical piece is extremely important. You cannot be in the human experience unless you have embodied, unless you have come into the body. But we understand with the work that we do that, yes, there is a physical process that takes place. The body of the baby is being formed inside the mother, but what we want to create awareness around and what we want people to really understand, that the being that's coming in, the soul being that's coming in, that birthing of that being is taking place somewhere else. And that is what we really help our clients to understand, that it is not just a physical process. Birthing is complicated. I mean, there are a lot of parts and pieces that have to come together. When we talk about the death transition, that's primarily a singular event. A soul being goes from the human experience and transitions and goes back to what we consider more of a natural state. But birthing, the reverse of that, to come in to the human experience, there are a lot of parts and pieces that need to come together. There are three souled beings. Well, more if you're bringing in multiple children at the same time. But there are at least three souled beings that are part of this story. There is the father, there is the mother, and there is the soul being who's coming to them to be their child in this lifetime. But then there is also the energetic stories and history that surround each of these soul beings, and how that all comes together and how that all plays out is absolutely fascinating. To help get through this, what can be a little bit of a complicated process, when you have a guide like I am, like Beata is, and like many other are, that is a Dreamwalker birth transition guide, it really helps the parents to make this a less complicated and more clear process. Do you have anything you'd like to add to that, Reyesa?
Well, I'm nodding here. it's true what you're saying, and how in this society, birthing is really it's concentrated on the physical, but it is so clear to see when working with clients that there is so much more. There is so much more that takes place. So it's really wonderful that there are doulas for parents. And you talked about the stories, and then there are those birthing stories that people tell. They are often quite unpleasant. But now, have you noticed how we have seen another type of stories in the social media and also in the mainstream media a little bit already, that people are sharing this, they are having a baby in a new way. And I think that is really wonderful because it is helping to create a new pattern, a new way to give birth. And then it becomes something that other parents can tap into, even if they are not so conscious about it. But when it becomes clearer in the mass consciousness, it really helps all humankind. And so this conscious birthing, it really becomes sort of a service to humanity. Most of all, it is a service to the baby, and it helps the parents, but also the whole planet.
Very beautifully put. Thank you so much. And it is absolutely true. There are new stories now to tell. With my clients, almost all of them have come in and were just astounded that total strangers would come up to them and tell them the most terrible stories. I've had mothers say, I'm just standing in the grocery store or the market, and I'm getting ready to pay for my groceries, and a woman will come up to me and see that I'm pregnant and tell me about the most terrible labor and delivery that she had. And it happens over and over again. There is just a funny little quirk about people wanting to share these difficult stories. And so when Reza talks about news now as the doulas and other people that do a similar work to what we do, as now yes. their clients and the mothers and fathers are creating news stories, having those go out now is so important because one of my clients also said to me, she said, I didn't know what to expect when she was having her first child. She said, I just kind of went along with what everyone was telling me,
yeah.
which is not how we work with our clients. We really
no.
get them to create their own experience. And so, yeah, it's a funny thing that happens sometimes. And now is the time to get our stories out of our clients and the clients of others that choose to do birthing in a new, more conscious way. All of this information that comes to new parents can be very, very overwhelming, and it can be very confusing. And many parents get quite lost. They get quite lost in the whole experience. That was my experience as a new mother many years ago. I felt quite lost in it all. I felt like my medical practitioner knew what was going on, that everyone in the office knew what was going on, that even my own body knew what was going on, but I didn't. Mm. And so yeah. I really understand that feeling of feeling a bit lost and a bit confused with all of that. But this show is about empowering parents in the sense that they can set up their birth by conscious choice and make these clear and conscious choices even before conception. Even before they're pregnant, we help them to make very clear choices. And it does make a difference, as Reza said, not only for their own individual experience, but then it goes out into the consciousness of humanity, and things begin to shift, and things begin to open.
Yes. It is like that. It, like I said, there is a flow, and it comes with the conscious clear. We are having some questions in the chat room. I just don't want to interrupt too badly here.
It's just fine. The comment about wanting to hear some experiences about the doula work?
Yes.
Is that the one?
There is another one too. There are some questions that we have, like there is a question about that I see, maybe you don't see it, it's in a private box, that if we are going to talk about traumatic childbirth at some point, and I think that will be in the future.
Yes, there are so many aspects to birthing. I mean, so many parts and pieces that we are going to have an entire show coming up on what happens if the baby doesn't come through, if the mm-hmm. pregnancy does not result in
yes.
the live birth of a baby. We will, yes.
Yes, and also if the baby does come through, but it's traumatic to the mother. So we will be discussing all of these.
Absolutely, we will. And
yes. And then Eija Maria had the question. It would be great to hear some experiences about the doula work. And those
there
people
are,
share
yes.
a little bit. Mm. Yeah.
Yes, there are a lot of experiences to share, and we will be sharing those all along as we talk
yeah.
about the different parts and pieces. We a lot of what we do as the doulas, and we haven't really talked about exactly what that is yet. There are many that are aware, but if someone is joining us for the first time and this is all new to them, we do want to explain a little bit what an doula is, what a spiritual birth connector is, and we really do want to talk about that, but we can't assume that everyone, you know, here listening to us is already familiar with those terms or new energy birthing. So we want to make sure that everyone that listens really understands what we're talking about. As Reza and I were talking, we as a birth practitioner, as a new energy birth practitioner, we really want to infuse the whole feeling of ease and grace into the whole birthing process. And this is part of what we do. And in the breathing, I use the word invitation. An invitation has an energy attached to it. I sometimes I give the scenario of how to really feel into this, to imagine that you show up at someone's door and you can hear that there's kind of an event going on in there, but you just decide to walk up to the door and you open the door and you knock on the door and the door is open and they look at you and you can tell in that moment that you really weren't invited, that you've just kind of shown up, and as you look inside, there's not a place for you at the table, and the hosts are trying their very best to try to work you in, but that feeling of being invited isn't there. Now imagine a different scenario where one day you walk out to your mailbox and there's a letter. You open it up and it's a beautiful engraved invitation for an event that's just for you. And so you get dressed up and at the appointed time you go to the door, you knock on the door, and the door opens and people are there to greet you. And they are expecting you. And they are excited to see you. And you look and there's a place of honor for you at the table. It's quite a different feeling. Just feeling of, as you can imagine.
Yes.
I can't say I've ever really just shown up at somebody's door, but I can imagine how that would feel. But it is this whole feeling of invitation, and it's for the parents, it's not only inviting someone to come join them, but it's also being open to the invitation that comes back to them, and to be very and it's a two-way invitation, and that's what we love to set up, so it goes both ways with ease and grace. And the invitation is sent from both and accepted by both. And I will tell you that there is a very beautiful and very sacred moment when you know that that invitation has been accepted. And it has happened with all of my clients and the other birth practitioners that do what I do, what Vesa does, will tell you that it is a moment that is so sacred and so beautiful that it's hard to express in words, that you know that everyone has accepted the invitation and you go from there. We are offering, as new energy birth practitioners, we are offering a new perspective about birthing. I refer to it oftentimes as the missing piece. In other words, what we have to offer completes the whole picture. It's like a puzzle that has had its piece missing. And when we add in conscious birthing, it completes the entire picture or the entire puzzle. And everyone can feel it. It makes it so complete. It also the mystery out of childbirth. And there's still a little bit of mystery. In the Dreamwalker Birth School, it was, why doesn't anybody wonder where the babies come from? I mean, we just wait for them to come. But there is a lot that goes on when a soul being comes into the human experience. So what we have to offer really helps fill in some of the missing pieces and fill in maybe a couple of the blanks of things the parents have always wondered about. Going from the non-physical, coming into the physical, it takes some doing. It really does. To be able to take our expanded non-physical energy and then to condense it and condense it and condense it and get it to where we can actually embody, it takes a little bit of doing. And for the parents to understand that this process takes place has been really helpful for my clients, and I'm sure the clients of the other birthing practitioners. And also to keep in mind that there are about 250 births every minute on the planet. Well, you take that and you times it how many every hour, how many every day, week, and then for the 9 months that it generally takes for a baby to be born, that is a lot of souls coming to the planet about the same time. So really understanding that there is a lot going on in birthing, and you can go through this process with ease and grace and consciously make choices, it just sets everything up completely differently.
Makes it easy for the incoming soul, not only for the parents, but the soul who is coming with the whole bunch of souls that they are all on the way to Earth. So, Kathleen, I think it is time for a short commercial break now. What do
Let's
you think?
Let's do that. Yes,
okay.
It's perfect. This is a perfect time. We are going to take a very short break to listen to some information about the Crimson Circle and Awakening Zone Radio, and we will be right back after this very short message.
Awakening Zone Academy, online classes for new energy lifestyles.
Hello, my name is Glenn Harold, and I would like to tell you about an exclusive series that I'm presenting in the Awakening Zone Academy from April the 1st. The Sonic Hypnosis Healing Experience comprises 6 classes featuring powerful solfeggio frequencies to expand your consciousness and heal your life. In each of the 6 classes, there is an introduction, 2 powerful hypnotic meditation tracks, the solfeggio music, a workbook based on the elements of each of the frequencies, and more. The solfeggio tones have an amazing ability to heal specific issues, as each frequency transmits its own unique vibration. Ali Calderwood's beautiful music tuned to each solfeggio frequency, combined with my meditation relating to the elements of each tone, create a unique alchemy, and people report having amazing transformations and healing with them. The Sonic Hypnosis Healing Experience comprises 6 classes and will be available in the Awakening Zone Academy from April the 1st. And I do hope you join me. Best wishes.
For more information on this class, please visit awakeningzoneacademy.com.
Okay.
We are
so,
back.
Yes, Kathleen, you said you're going to tell a little bit more about what we do. What is an doula and what we do? What is the work that we do with our clients? So can you tell us more about it now?
Yes, thank you. I mentioned earlier that I had attended a school called Dreamwalker Birth, and as many have, and the facilitation work that comes from the Dreamwalker Birth School is the work of the spiritual birth connector, and that's called a spiritual doula. Through working with an doula, it stepped up the birthing in a completely different way. Our primary work is to set up the connection between the parent or parent, if you're just working with a mother or the father, is to set up that connection with the incoming soul. And it is a very beautiful process. It is one that doulas are very passionate about, that we take, we do it very respectfully. And setting up the connection before birth just makes everything go a little differently. Not only do the parents meet the child before birthing time, the child actually meets the parents as well. So everyone has an idea of who they're going to be with after birthing time. This is it's an ancient work. There, in ancient times, there was almost always a member of the birthing team that worked with the energies at birth time for the expectant mom. And that has shifted through the years and through the eras that we've gone through. And childbirth has become quite medically and physically oriented. But now it's really appropriate to bring this work back. And those that are open and ready for it connect so, so strongly with it. When I work with my clients, I really invite them to assemble their birthing team. And instead of feeling, it's kind of the opposite of how I felt when I had my children. I've described how I felt. This is the opposite of that. This is having a team in place to assist you. And so some people work with maybe a yoga instructor during pregnancy to keep the energies moving in the body. Some assemble a massage therapist. Some bring in a midwife. Others are drawn to a medical doctor, a physician. Whatever feels appropriate for you, I really work with my clients in helping them to assemble a team to assist them, because that is the dynamic that we encourage, is to have everyone in assistance to the expectant mom and dad. So this member of the birthing team, a spiritual doula, we are the ones responsible for working with the energy to set up the pre-birth connection. But we also do a lot during the pregnancy to keep the energy balanced. I think many people would agree that energy on the planet is at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
And And these beautiful beings that are coming in right now, they can feel it. And there can be some resistance, especially near birthing time, when they start to feel Earth energy so strongly. There can be some real resistance. And so the Adula is also very helpful during birthing time to keep the energy clear and balanced within the father, within the mother, and helping the incoming being to feel more balanced. So we do a lot. We're Adulas and Dreamwalker Birth, we're not the only ones that talk about the energetic and spiritual components to birthing, but there are some things very specific to Dreamwalker Birth that I haven't read anywhere else. So the clients that find us, would you agree, Oresa, are the ones that resonate the most closely with the languaging and the energy in Dreamwalker Birth?
Yes, they do. But also, I would like to ask, how do you feel working with parents that are not specifically spiritual, that do not have the language, just normal parents? Would they benefit from it also?
Oh, absolutely. I have never had anyone have any trouble understanding when I ask them. I say, when you hold a new baby in your arms, do you feel like you are just holding a physical body? And parents go, well, no. And I say, that's right, because there's someone in there. There is a being who is in the process of embodying. And in there, that being, that's who you connect with long before they're born. And I haven't had one person over the years say, well, I don't believe there's a person in there, because of course you do. You can feel, even in a newborn, you can start to feel the life, the essence of this being as they're coming in. Parents spend a lot of time and attention on finding the right crib and the right stroller and the right car seat and the right clothes and all these other things for their baby, which are really, really important. But I tell the parents, I feel that the very first gift that you give your child is the gift of connection. And that seems to resonate with every parent I've ever talked to about the work that we do.
Yes, it's true. So for those people who haven't heard the term a doula before, how does this differ from a doula?
It can be confusing. In fact, with one of my clients, they had used what I call a traditional doula for their birthing team. And I have a great deal of doulas. I know many of them in my city. I am part of what is called a birth circle, and it is a group of birthing professionals, mental health practitioners, and massage therapists, and doulas, and we all come together and we share what we do. And doulas are so valuable as a part of a birthing team. They primarily assist during labor and delivery and are there really to assist the mother. They're very knowledgeable about what they do. And I have found the ones that I connect with are very intuitive, that they're really able to connect with what's going on during birthing time. And I know that doulas also can go to the home after the baby's born and assist the family. But generally, doulas don't use the spiritual aspect or the connecting before birth aspect as a part of the work that they do. So I often encourage my clients to explore, to seek out information about using a doula, especially during labor and delivery. But I've also found that my presence as a spiritual doula is extremely important during labor and delivery. But I don't replace the work of a doula at all, but I can add a different piece. So it all comes down to who do you want to assist you during labor and delivery and during the whole birthing experience.
Yeah, so you can have both.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, I have scrolled a little bit down on the chat room. Are there any other questions? We don't have anyone. I don't see that anyone is calling in. But
no, and I don't see other questions, but I have had a question on Facebook a little bit earlier. And I can read it out loud here. I've translated it into English.
Okay.
So there is a question that is asking this. People who have lost an unborn child are often wondering, what is it like to be a fetus or even an embryo or an egg or a sperm cell? What kind of consciousness do they have? Are they something else other than just physical matter? In what stage of the pregnancy a soul takes position and chooses a body and a family? This is a lengthy one. I read it all. I lost my twins when they were still just fetuses. Can I play with them after I die, or will there be someone all grown up there to meet me, greet me, and meet me when I die? Someone who says, don't be a fool, I'm not a baby anymore. And if I can, are they just me and my wife's creation, something that can be compared to an aspect? If the spirit of the fetus is still floating around somewhere, does the spirit also stay somehow incomplete, unborn, in the other realms? And is a little embryo something that carries on in the other realms? Or is the scenario so wild that even an egg or the sperm cells have their own consciousness that stay alive? Will I be apologizing someday to a big amount of sperm cells saying, sorry, you got wasted? So this was the question.
Well, that really speaks to the perspective that we have as a doula and our understanding of the birthing process. First of all, let me say to the one that suffered this loss, it is a real loss for the human. On our side of things, we have an expectation that a pregnancy will result in the birth of a baby. And we all know that this does not happen every time. Even when you set things up, you think in every way possible, still it doesn't always result the birthing of a baby who goes on to live. And it's a devastating loss from the human side. I would have you consider, and this is our perspective, that when conception occurs and then you start having something within the mother, the fetus begins to grow, that enough life force energy comes in at that point to keep it alive, to really keep it going, to keep it growing, to keep it thriving. But as we talked about before, the real birthing of the being takes place somewhere else. And the being does not body until actual delivery. In other words, the consciousness of the being does not infuse until the actual birthing time. So I have been through this with clients, and I can only tell you my experience, and we will talk about this on future shows, but what we perceive on this side as a death is a little different than the perception on the other side. Because they never embodied, they never went through what we could consider a death. It was just, remember I talked about all the part to come together to achieve birth. There was something, and it's different in every story, but there is something about the energies did not connect in a way that these little body, the little body of the baby growing in the mother, or if it's multiple, more than one, they were not viable enough for the being to then, or being, to then come in and embody to achieve birth. So when that happens, it is my understanding that it is, they don't continue to be in the consciousness of an embryo or fetus state, but then that being leaves the birthing realm and awaits another potential to come in. That doesn't mean that the connection hasn't taken place, whether or not you work with an doula. If you are open and conscious, you can make this connection. And so it's especially heartbreaking when you feel like you have really made a connection with someone coming in, or more than one coming in, and then birth is not achieved. But it is my understanding that these are souled sovereign who were not able to birth at this time, and they will go and have another opportunity at another time if they choose that. Reza, do you have anything you'd like to add or insight to that? Did I explain that?
Yes, I think you explained it. Yes, and sometimes I think the incoming souls, or the souls that are about to come, they get to have this sort of taste of human experience only if they just sort of peaked a little bit. They didn't come all the way, but they still got the experience, and that is valuable to them too.
Yes. Yes. So I hope that gave a little bit of what our perspective is. And we're going to have an entire show upcoming.
Yes.
where we talk about that.
Yes.
I think I would like to call attention to a website that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We have an association of doulas, and the website can be found at doulas.org, and I will actually, it's A-D-O-U-L-A-S laf.org. And I've also typed it in the chat room. And that is
okay.
A website where you can go and you can understand a little bit more about the work of a spiritual doula. And you can also, there's a tab that I would call your attention to that says find an doula. And there's a directory, and we're adding more people to it all the time. But there is a directory of people all over the world, what I consider to be some of the most conscious and compassionate people that did their information if you are interested in working with an doula during pregnancy. And I would invite you to go to doulas.org and to just go and discover what's there and to also go to find an doula. Now, just because there is not an doula in your country, that doesn't mean that you won't be able to work with them. Because many of us will work with you over Skype. I'm in the U.S., and my last clients to deliver are in France, and we did the entire thing on Skype, and it is every bit as connected and powerful as it is with my clients that have physically been in my office with me. So I would direct your attention to our wonderful website.
Yes, and it truly is beautiful, the website. And we have another question.
Sure.
Okay.
Of course.
There's somebody who has been asked to be a godparent for baby that is coming to a friend, and the baby is due on Christmas, next Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So is there anything you could advise this coming godparent or other close ones? Anything you can say to them?
As far as getting to know this being or what they can do to assist the parents is...
I suppose.
As a godparent?
So the question is just, is there any advice for the godparents?
For the godparents?
Yes.
As a godparent, to be in absolute support of the parents, you of course you want the primary connection to be with the parents and the being that's coming in and the baby. I'm a grandmother as well, and so I understand how to be in support, but not putting myself. I always set myself one step out as a grandparent. I always want my grandchildren to be the most connected to their parents, and then I'm happy to be in that second layer of supporting people to the family. But if I was a godparent or a grandparent, I would tell the parents to create the safest space that they can for this little one to land. Because the baby will really feel a lot of what's going on. And I would also encourage them to be very united. In other words, when I work with my clients, I make sure that the being understands that the mother and the father, and they don't even necessarily have to, you know, sometimes they're not living together, but if they want to be co-parents, and that's very important, if the mother and father want to be co-parents, I work with them in making sure that the incoming soul knows that they are a partnership and knows that the invitation has gone out from both of them to come join them. And that steps everything up so differently. So as a godparent or a grandparent, to talk to the parents and have them create as beautiful space as they can for the birthing of this baby, and especially to create within themselves this feeling of welcoming from the both of them.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Yes.
That was wonderfully said.
Thank you. And one thing that, you know, what we haven't talked about is really, really making sure, I mean, we set up this connection. We really assist. This is the primary work of the doula, to help set up the connection between the incoming child and the parent. And there is a lot written about, they call it infant bonding. In other words, there's a lot written about is why is it so important to connect with your baby? And that would seem like sort of a natural thing, but it doesn't come easily to every parent. In fact, there is a website called parenting.com, and I came across it the other day, and they listed the 8 most asked questions from new parents. And here was the second most asked question. It says, I'm not sure that I'm bonding with my baby. Isn't this something that's supposed to happen automatically? And the answer was very interesting. It says, love at first sight isn't a guarantee. For some parents and infants, bonding can be a slow and gradual process. Keep in mind that you're adjusting to the most intense physical and emotional changes in your whole life. Give it time, and those feelings of attachment will develop. I don't disagree with everything that was written, but with everything going on as you bring a new baby into your home, it is a big adjustment for a lot of parents and a lot of families. When the child comes in already connected, it makes such a difference. You don't have this worry about, I'm not connected to this child. It's already been done. And these babies, they're ready to go. It's like, wow, they already know the parents. It's like, let's go. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And it sets things up. It sets things up so, so differently. So the bonding time has already taken place. And it's really important for the development, even the emotional and mental, psychological development for a baby. It's important to feel, for that baby to feel connected to their parents, let alone the whole spiritual aspect. So it's really the connection. I can't say enough about how important it is. So.
Yes. Thank you. So we are getting close to the end of our show. I think it is time for your final words, and then we are ready to close, don't you think?
Thank you. Yes, and again, I cannot thank you enough from both Reta and me for joining us today. Your energy and your presence makes such a difference. And this was a bit of an overview. We can't ever assume that everyone that hears this show already knows what a doula is, already knows what new energy birthing is, already has an idea of conscious birthing. And so every show, we've given a bit of an overview this time, but as we go forward, check our listings because we have some really exciting shows coming up. And you're going to hear from some of our clients in our next show, and they will tell you from their perspective how it was to work with an doula. So thank you so much for joining us today. It has been an honor and a pleasure to be with you, and I cannot thank you enough, and to a wonderful co-host, collaborator, and dear friend, Greta, for adding herself to this show. Without her, it would be very different. So thank you,
thank
everyone.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you, and until next time, and look for our next listing. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much.
See you next time. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to the Awakening Zone Radio Network, offering insights and inspiration for our evolving consciousness.